T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
President Trump says he doesn't want to go to war with Iran, but in a tweet, he is warning Iran about what might happen if indeed it does come to military conflict with the United States.
Let's go to CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. I know there's been varying levels of concern about this. What's the latest you're hearing, Stephen?
Well, the latest is a response from the Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif this morning, who says, quote, goaded by B-team, and I'll get to that in a second, real Donald Trump hopes to achieve what Alexander, Genghis, and other aggressors failed to do. Iranians have stood tall for millennia, while aggressors all gone. So Javad Zarif is talking about what he calls the B-team. That is a triumvirate of John Bolton, the president's national security advisor, Bibi Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, and Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. The Iranians believe that those three men have been leaning on President Trump to take a more aggressive posture toward Iran. And in this tweet, you see a reference to Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, and other aggressors failing to, I suppose, conquer the Persians and the Iranians. This after there's a rocket that fell in the green zone yesterday, less than a mile from the American embassy. Nobody was injured, but the rocket was believed to have been fired from East Baghdad, and that area is where a number of Shiite Iranian-backed militias are located. And so the supposition at this point is that it was one of those Iranian-backed Shiite militias that fired that Katyusha rocket into the green zone. That was followed by the president tweeting, quote, if Iran wants to fight, that will be the official end of Iran. Never threaten the United States again. So that is the escalating rhetoric. You have this rocket that's been fired. And yet last week, President Trump said he did not want to go to war with Iran.
And at the same time, the U.S. is going to try and launch a policy to get some investments elsewhere in the Middle East to try and get some money flowing to the Palestinians as a way of trying to work out, I guess, a two-state solution in Israel.
Well, sure, and that's been something that Jared Kushner has been working on for many months, and you know, we've been waiting for this rollout for quite a long time, and the concern of people in the region is that the United States isn't necessarily seen as an honest broker, with President Trump siding as much as he has with the Bibi Netanyahu government.
Stephen Portnoy in Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.